Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. It's been over a month since NASA's Curiosity rover landed on Mars, an achievement that stretches our knowledge about the red planet and, more broadly, helps define who we are in the universe. Today on the program, we're talking about why Mars matters to science, to innovation, to humanity at large. Joining me in studio is Marjorie Chan. She's a professor of geology and geophysics at the University of Utah. Professor Chan, thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And Marjorie Chan will speak on why Mars matters as part of the Night School quarterly lecture series presented by the Clark Planetarium. This is happening on Thursday, September 13th at 7 o'clock at the Clark Planetarium. And if you want more information, you can go to our website, kcpw.org. If you'd like to join our conversation, what do you want to know about Mars? Why do you think Mars captures our imagination in such a profound way? Call us, 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. I guess that's the first question I would ask to you, Professor Chan. Why? What is it about Mars that we just love to imagine and think about?
I guess when you think about our place on Earth, just the fact that life exists in the vast universe is just so amazing. And Mars is one of those planets that's very close to us, and you can't help but wonder, what is Mars like? Is there a possibility of life somewhere else out there? And Mars has always captured our imagination. We can see it with telescopes, and we're now in a new age when we're exploring Mars like we've never been able to do before. So it's really exciting to try to come back to that question. Are we alone in the universe? Is there other life out there?
You're a geologist. Well, I mean, what got you started thinking about the soil composition on Mars, the formations in the land on this very distant planet, and then start to draw parallels between the landscape that we have here?
I think science is a lot of serendipity that seems to happen. And my area of research is in southern Utah. And for a number of years, I'd been looking at some of the beautiful red rock country in southern Utah. And my studies centered around why the sandstones different colors and what makes the sandstones red. And we have a fairly unique landscape here in Utah. And on a field trip one day, somebody asked me, have you ever thought of some of these rocks that you've been looking at that are red? Have you ever thought about these being an explanation for why Mars is red and maybe some of the origins of iron on Mars? And I said, I've never really thought about it, but let's work on it. And we started working on these ideas and developed a story which was in review at the time that the rover started sending pictures back from Mars. And we said that we thought a lot of the iron was concretionary, these cemented mineral masses. And sometimes in southern Utah, we call these Moki marbles. And when the Opportunity rover started sending pictures back from Mars, it showed some spherules that they dubbed blueberries that looked very similar to some of these marbles that we have in southern Utah. Mm. And that was the start of it. It was really serendipity, but it was great fun to draw parallels between what we can learn from Earth and how that might relate to our understanding of Mars.
Mm. Is Utah, southern Utah, the only place that has these similarities with the abundance of minerals on the Martian surface?
Utah isn't the only place that has them. They occur in many places all over the world, but certainly Utah has some of the best exposures and some of the best preservation of these features.
Hmm. Speaking with Marjorie Chan, she's professor of geology and geophysics at the University of Utah. She'll be speaking Thursday night at the Clark Planetarium, Why Mars Matters. It's part of the Night School quarterly lecture series there, 7 o'clock at the Clark Planetarium. And you can find out more detail on our website, kcpw.org. If you'd like to join us, if you've got questions or comments about Mars, about the Martian surface, give us a call. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. So what have we learned from the rovers that have been you know, roaming around the surface of Mars for a couple of years now. And this latest one, Curiosity, are there any new recent discoveries to tell us about?
Well, in general, we've learned that Mars is a lot more like Earth than we had previously thought. And many of the different kinds of rocks that are there show evidence of water. And wherever there's evidence of water, we think about the possibility that life might exist, because water is that necessity that we need. And so this is really exciting to explore the planet to find out whether there might have been life that existed there sometime in the past. We call these habitable environments. And in particular, the rover Curiosity, which was just launched in November and then just recently landed in August, its mission is to really try to find some of these habitable environments. The place that it landed is a place called Gale Crater, where scientists feel that this is some of the most extensive record of rock history on Mars. And because of this extensive record, we think that maybe there's a better chance that we might find life. Mm. It might be very primitive, but it would just really be so exciting if we could find evidence that life had existed.
I read a piece in the LA Times just over the weekend. There was some trepidation, though, about some of the instruments that the rover is using, that perhaps they will have been contaminated with microbes from Earth. And so we would actually be implanting life by exploring Mars. I mean, do you have a take on that?
That's something that people have worried about, the issue of contamination. And in one case, instruments that they had sent out into outer space came back, and they found that it had a certain bacteria that was related to somebody probably sneezing on the camera housing.
Oh, no.
And that type of thing. So it's always a possibility, but I think that the instrumentation is fairly good, that we'll be able to distinguish what are the materials that were actually in place versus what are things that might have been introduced.
I understand that some recent research shows that Martian soil contains a fair bit of clay, in addition to the minerals that we see here in the Utah Red Rock. I mean, what does that tell us?
Well, clay minerals are ones that typically form in the presence of water. And so this is, again, going back to that issue of following the water and what's its potential to hold life.
So what if the rover finds water? I mean, what then?
Well, we don't think that water exists currently on the surface because of some of the different kinds of conditions. But it's possible that water could have existed in the subsurface or farther down from just the surface soil. So if water is there, maybe there's a possibility that life could have hunkered down there. And it would be exciting to use the array of instruments on the rover to try to deduce this.
Mm. Do you have a sense of what the interior of Mars looks like? Is it similar to what we have here on Earth with the tectonics and the magma and all of that? I mean, do they experience earthquakes on Mars?
That's a good question. The interior of Mars is still a little bit of a mystery, and not everybody agrees, but we think that the planets Mars and Earth formed in similar ways. Some of the compositions might be a little bit different, but Earth is certainly somewhat unique in the fact that it has this very active surface, and we don't think that Mars has plate tectonics in the same way Earth does. Maybe it had some in the past, but certainly not as active as Earth. And the whole surface of Earth has overturned and has been changed over time, whereas a lot of Mars history is very old and it probably hasn't changed in the last few billion years.
You mentioned that the rover landed in a very old part of Mars. How old? I mean, comparatively speaking, how old is Mars compared to the Earth?
Well, a lot of the surface of Mars, maybe about 50% of the surface of Mars, is about 3.8 billion years old. And when we think about that type of age, there's not very many places on Earth, you know, in a relative sense, where we have things that are that old. Most of the rocks we have on Earth's surface are 2 billion years or much younger. And that's why we have this rich history of preservation of life, is because many of these layers are fairly young.
Speaking with Marjorie Chan, she's a professor of geology and geophysics at the University of Utah. She'll be speaking this Thursday night on Why Mars Matters at the Clark Planetarium. More information at kcpw.com. www.cityviews.org. Well, this latest excursion from NASA, the Curiosity rover, which landed about a month ago on the surface of Mars, I mean, it's got everybody very, very excited. What is the mission of the rover and the data? I mean, what are scientists looking for?
Well, the mission of the rover is to find these habitable environments. And the rover is very different than our past rovers. This one is about the size of a Mini Cooper. It's much larger than the other past rovers. And the instrumentation or the payload that it has on it is much more extensive than we've had. So now we have these new instruments that can analyze different components, different minerals, different elements. And so it has much greater capacity to tell us whether life might have existed, and to be able to detect possibly organic compounds and that type of thing.
And as a geologist, I mean, what are you hoping to get from it?
Well, as a geologist, I think we're much like detectives. We're trying to solve a mystery, and we're looking for certain clues that help us reconstruct what happened at the scene of the crime. And to me, a lot of this exploration of Mars is, again, like a mystery. We're looking for certain clues in the rock record that might tell us whether life had existed or what the conditions were. You know, was water there? Which way was it moving? How did the layers get preserved? Is there life preserved in some of the minerals or in some of these layers? And the history is literally, hundreds to thousands of feet thick, and there's lots of layers. They're still pretty far away, and it's going to take a while to get there because this bigger rover moves quite a bit more slowly. So we're all really anxious for it to get up to the outcrop and really start looking at some of the layers that are there and see what we find.
How deep can it dig?
Well, it can dig, it's mostly fairly close to the surface. But it'll have the capability to do a lot of these analyses of some of the rock materials. It'll have a laser that can kind of blast away and vaporize some of the rock. So there'll be some different things that we haven't been able to do before.
Mm. When the rover landed last month, where were you? What were you doing?
I was at home looking at my computer, watching every second of it. And it was so exciting, in part because I had been invited out to the launch in November, which was right around Thanksgiving. And I took our whole family out there at Cape Canaveral, and we sat there and we watched the rocket take off with Curiosity. And it was an amazing experience, one that we will never forget. And to see it come full circle, where we could watch and hear about the events surrounding the landing, was just really exciting. And I think it's a testimony to the technology that has been developed over time. It is a testimony to the mission that NASA has, and just to the innovations of science and engineering.
Hmm. And that's why Mars matters.
It does matter. It really gives us perspective on our place in the universe. It's a mission that stretches us and really causes us desire to go to new places that we haven't been before, and to develop the kinds of technology that'll help us explore. It's just really exciting, and I'm really enthusiastic about the next generation of scientists, the young people that are going to come and make new discoveries and really help us further understand our place in the universe.
Marjorie Chan, Professor of Geology and Geophysics at the University of Utah. Marjorie Chan, thanks so much.
Thank you.
She'll be speaking on Why Mars Matters this Thursday, September 13th at 7 o'clock at the Clark Planetarium. There's more information at kcpw.org. City Views is a production of KCPW in Salt Lake City. Thanks to Jesse Ellis. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.